Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and good to be with everybody tonight. I hope you're all doing wonderful. I know you're all thrilled that Mercury's out of retrograde.
Had to come out so fast all of a sudden.
Well, it didn't really come. You know, it went stationary, and it kind of fooled around, and, you know, we're still not out of the woods till about the, around the 18th of September, but it's still, you know, much better than it was. I mean, that's a month I'm racing off the calendar. I don't know about anybody. There's a big X through it.
Yeah, you had some big challenges there.
I have challenges for a couple of months, but that Mercury retrograde was I'm absolutely convinced that, you know, I don't know who I'm going to be when I get through all this, but it sure will be interesting. And, you know, when I ask, they just kind of throw up their hands and say, you'll be fine. Where's the compassion? You know?
I don't know. So that's not very multidimensional, is it? Compassion.
What? No, this is a blink of an eye, and we tend to think of it as, you know, and, you know, when we get clear about the fact, I don't know who I was talking to about this the other day, that, I know who it was. We were talking about, this is a woman I work with the Jewish lineage on, and this has been a bugger. I mean, I have incredible respect for her. It's a piece of work all on its own, and I have to destroy the intentions. Her intentions are about 6, 7, 8 pages every time. Mm. And unbelievable work. And, you know, when I first started with her, I felt like bugs crawling out of me. It was the most horrible experience. And as it is, my vision goes during the session. So I have to have 5 pair of glasses upstairs. The team, you know, good as they are, they can't see through cloudy eyes. And, but it does something to me in terms of frequency. It's really, and it's ancient stuff that she's going back to. But we were talking about, you know, commitments and some of the commitments that we have on the planet to really make a difference, and how, you know, I'm a great whiner. Nobody listens, but, you know. And, you know, and her level of commitment is huge. And in terms of her time, her energy, her everything, I mean, it's just amazing to me. I have great admiration for this woman. And we were talking about, in the bigger scheme of things, what we accomplish in this lifetime is so important that, you know, it's not to be self-sacrificing, and I don't think that that's really the intent, but the possibility of changing massive things exists in this lifetime, which is why everybody clamored to get here. And I totally understand it today much more than I ever did before. And
because are you still clamoring?
Am I? Mm-hmm. No, I beg to leave, and they just laugh at me. They absolutely laugh at me. It's like, no. So, and my son said to me, Mom, if you go, I'm crawling in the coffin. He said, there really isn't any other action going on as far as he's concerned, you know. So, anyway, tonight's show, The Power of Intentions, and I've been fascinated this week at just about everything I've read is making reference to intentions and how finally, we've reached a point on the planet where the level of our intentions can have huge impact. Now, for those like Bonnie who, you know, came in knowing that she created her own reality even as a little girl and has been committed to it all her life and worked with Lazarus for, 100 years. And I'm being funny. You know, she'd probably worked with Lazarus for 30 years. And, but the whole thing of intentions, and it had been, you know, coming to the team for months and months about, you know, this is the time, this is the time. And as that was happening, Bonnie was ramping up on her end. And Bonnie and I kind of laugh about the fact that we've done this on thousands of planets together. We have this kind of knowing with one another. It's like, okay, here we go again, you know. And, it really felt important this week to talk about intentions, and I know I've been throwing it in every week. But this week especially, because what I've been seeing is that even in our day-to-day experience, you know, in a moment how you'll think about something, Ronnie, and just kind of, you know, put some energy behind it, mm-hmm. and literally in a matter of moments, I can feel the shift in my body, especially if I'm miscreating. And I'm like, oh, good. You know, I feel like a horse with a rein in its mouth. Every time I'm out of sync, it's like somebody pulls up on the rein, and it's like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. So keeping our focus clear and clean is, and it's kind of like stepping into a whole new level of power, a whole new access to power, and being aware, you know, and the team has said this over and over again to people, okay? You don't have the luxury, I can quote them directly, you don't have the luxury of fooling around anymore, of, you know, sitting in our old stuff of feeling sorry for ourselves, being angry, feeling victimized, none of it. Because you're going to miscreate all over the place. And so that, for me, has just been foremost in everything that I'm really doing right now. And I did want to do some show dedications tonight. For those that are just tuning in, this show is about the power of intentions. And also the team has offered to work with us on the Dream Time and on air to more powerfully create our intentions, to see what the obstacles are that are keeping us from creating them, because this is a big one. Show dedication, light, love, and safety for all who are experiencing fear of the future. We're here to support and ameliorate as much fear as possible without taking it on ourselves. Interestingly enough, my darling chiropractors I talk about nonstop, ad nauseum, we were chatting last weekend about the amount of kidney stuff that's showing up. And my two of my dearest, closest friends in the world, okay, I had been having, my kidney had been bothering me, and they're both, one's getting a CAT scan and the other one's getting an MRI, both kidney, both left kidney. And, you know, we had a going, standing joke among us that together we were the perfect woman. You know, that we were the three musketeers that were really one woman that we decided to manifest as three. And which is why we absolutely assume that we all love, you know, Rita's husband. So, and we were probably Mormons in another life. So the kidney stuff is all this fear stuff. And so the chiropractors were saying, everybody that comes in is manifesting kidney stuff, almost every single person. And it's the collective fear that is just running rampant on the planet, and we're picking it up in our organs. So I thought that was a interesting piece of information to pass on to all of you, just in case you're having kidney pain. And for whatever it's worth, and it, you know, Ronnie, I know you see, so if you see it showing up in a lot of people, you know, you can pretty much attribute a good portion of that to the collective fear issue, mm-hmm. Because it's really running rampant right now. I just thought that was so very, very interesting. And my whole spine, the one, I don't know what you call it anyway, the thing went out that was directly related to kidneys. I literally flipped the disc out, and I had this big lump on my back. Oh, no. I went in and said, what is this? I've never had anything like this in my life. And he said, kidney. I said, oh, great. Okay, so, you know, I was very clear about, and when he put it back in, you may have heard me scream up in Washington, Ronnie.
Okay. I thought I heard something funny.
Yeah, that was it. Also, I wanted to thank all of you who worked with the energies of Hurricane Irene. And, you know, I'm so out of body these days, and I really had to laugh. Laura was texting me Saturday morning saying, I'm in New York working with, she doesn't live there, working with Irene. And I'm thinking, she must have texted the wrong person. I don't even know who Irene is. And, I had just gotten up, and I'm really having a hard time trying to figure out what she's talking about.
That's funny.
It was very funny. And because I know when I'm that out of body, I'm doing all kinds of work. So it finally took me about 20 minutes to call her back or to text her back and say, never mind, I got it. And both Natalia and Laura were on the West Coast doing and texting back and forth between the two of them, doing a lot of work with the hurricane. I know a lot of people did, and I want you to know your work is working. And, you know, what I saw was that the amount of energy going into the hurricane was downgrading the intensity. And I knew it was going to happen, but it was a thrill to me to see it just go boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is when you're all stepping up to be the magicians you really are. I mean, I just think it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. You can't play small anymore, anybody. Because this is what we came to do, unequivocally what we came to do. Also, for those that are working with their maps and the crystals, you know, Janet, I want to thank you because I know you're working with all of the nuclear power plants all over the world, you and your husband, and Chuck, so I thank you for that. And I thought that the earthquake in Virginia did you a real, I mean, there's a threefer, you know, it actually affected three nuclear power plants. So,
wow.
And Mother Earth is, we're getting these little they're baby 2x4s. We got some big ones coming yet. I'm really hoping that Americans start getting it. I really, really am. I mean, when you have three nuclear power plants that are impacted by an event that doesn't normally happen, the message is nothing's safe. And, I mean, you know, they couldn't, you know, short of sending a carrier pigeon to the White House, you know, from, you know, Starship Enterprise, okay, I don't know how much clearer they can make it. And so we had some really good things that came out this week, and I'm keeping it real, real short because there's a lot to talk about with intentions. Jamie Price, The Energies of September. I hope all of you have Squirrel's email address and have signed up for the things she sends out. They're wonderful. There are just a couple of lines, but these are really important. September will have more of a preparation and participation feel to it rather than full throttle operation. And I kind of feel that same way. Are you kind of in the organizing? I mean, today is just the first. I understand that. But
it was a very fast-moving day for me, very fast.
I really think it's going to be very, very interesting. I know that as we move around the 18th, things will start really moving ahead. The other thing she said is our individual coding enhances our personal signature that expresses as our preference of interaction with a collective. And to me, a preference is an intention. I also wanted to encourage everybody the Hathor planetary message through Tom Kenyon, and the piece is called The Emergence of Multiple Chaotic Nodes. So if you didn't get it from Squirrel, you can go on to Tom's website, which is Tom Kenyon, KENYON.com, and look for the latest publication, which is The Emergence of Multiple Chaotic Nodes. Really, a very interesting piece from the Hathors. They work with the team. They are amazing. I've had amazing experiences with them, and I certainly honor the work that Tom does with Hathors. But we have some interesting times ahead of us, I think. The other one I highly recommend everybody read is, I haven't learned how to attach anything to the new format on my server, so I'm not able to include these things yet. Once I can get a little better organized, I will. And Lauren Gergo is the thinkwithyourheart.net, and it's called Changing of the Guard, Failing Systems of the Old Paradigm. And I love this. This is from the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades. The soil of your earth has become fertile enough for your pure-hearted intentions to take root. And to me, that just says it all. A very nice way of saying it, once again, that this is the time to really work with intentions. In other words, we only have one more inward period during the sixth night, which is 9:23 to 10:10, left before we enter an entirely new cycle of human consciousness. Thank you. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Richard Bach wrote a wonderful book called Illusions, The Story of the Reluctant Messiah. And it's been around a lot of years, and there was a wonderful story in there, and the team told somebody today about the pebble in the river. And the river was just bashing it all over. It was hanging on for dear life, and finally one day it said, you know, I'm just going to let go. And all the other pebbles said, oh, you'll get crashed and destroyed, and so it let go, and it got a little beat up, and then all of a sudden it came into a very calm place of the river, and it heard all this applause, and the other pebbles were like, where have you been? We've been waiting for you. So,
is that inward period us clinging to the rock just a little longer?
I think the inward period, I'm finally at a let go point. I'm really and truly, I just figure, you know, just walk through it, Jackie, or crawl through it, whatever you got to do. What is or may be perceived as negative in your life is simply a pushing through, a clearing required to allow the good to follow. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hang that somewhere. And the other one was, true prosperity is a state of consciousness, not a state of world affairs. And, you know, this goes back to the universe signs your paycheck. And I think we're going to see a lot of changes out there. I don't know how anything is going to look when it's over, but I do know that I think part of the reason that they've been so adamant about intentions is to keep our consciousness focused in the direction we choose to go. Instead of
the whirlpools.
Yes, exactly. Not in all the damn fear. And this is the last one by the Seven Sisters. We will say this, as the collective world consciousness inevitably cascades into greater levels of fear from the dismantling financial structures, and their overall sense of security is rocked, there will also be those of you who will be simultaneously rising to meet great success. Those who are to meet great success will then be sought out by those who are losing their grip on convention. And for this reason alone, many of you will have a great opportunity, an opening, a readiness to be heard and received so that you may begin to share your wisdoms of the new way. And I just think that's beautiful. When I look at, and I'm sure you do the same thing, Ronnie, when we look at the way things are moving right now, we can see the greater good. But it's, you know, it's like being on a roller coaster. You see the end of the ride. It's just, you know, you got to go through all those loops to get there.
No. Oh, no. I find some of it preposterous, but it seems very fast to me right now.
Preposterous in what way?
What we're seeing out there, like politically and economically,
oh, God,
and all of it, you know. It's just a bit crazy. I mean, I read things and go, oh, this is insanity. And then I try to, anyway, it's hard to remember that it's just passing. You know?
It is just passing. And I think, you know, again, that we've heard about this for years, the tearing down, you know, of the old so the new could evolve. We've known it was coming. We've talked about it, you know, we've forever. But it's happening. And I have people that are incredibly wealthy, okay, and very global. And I watch what's happening to them, and I'm saying, you know, here are tools to work with, okay, blah, 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 blah. And you can't buy into the fear. You can't, this, you can't. You know, and they don't have the energy. Literally, they can barely crawl out of bed as their whole lives are disintegrating around them. And it's not, it's fascinating to me, it's not because there isn't good there, there isn't, it's as this shift is happening and occurring, depending on where people are on the planet, you know, that's a piece of it as well, and belief structures and so on, it can appear that your whole world is caving in, literally. And without taking responsibility and absolutely believing that you're creating your reality, that it's happening to you, you can become the biggest victim in the world overnight. Overnight. And it breaks. I mean, I literally got close to just jumping on a plane and saying, go spend a week with them. And, you know, then I thought better of it. I'm not flying halfway across the world right now. But so let's talk a little bit about intentions, because, I mean, even though I feel like I've beat this to death, I really haven't. I was having a conversation with Bonnie this week, and I thanked her again for posting her own intentions, which, you know, there's four pages of them. And they're brilliant. They're divided into every category imaginable, and you can feel the work that she put into each one. And every time a word is changed in her intentions, it changes the frequency and the energy. I mean, it's amazing to me when they come off the computer how I can feel the shift in energy in them. So we were talking after her session, we were talking about the work that she put into creating those intentions. And, you know, this was just not an afternoon. This was a lot of work, a lot of processing around her beliefs. And every word, if she put a word in an intention and she would walk away from it, she would get the hit immediately that it was a misplaced word, not because of the word itself, because of the energy and meaning that it carried. And, you know, with my work, everybody has to send written intentions. And this began in the very, very beginning of this work. It was giving permission, you know, it was stating your intent, it was giving permission, again, because we're working with beings outside of the planet. And we were working under protocol, so then, you know, as things have changed some, we still stayed with that because it became very important. And I could tell, even though I'm in channel, when the team actually reads the intentions and reads them onto the recorder, when somebody comes with heartfelt intentions that really pour out of their heart, or when they come with something that's fairly rote, you know, something that's very brief, you know, I want this, I choose this, I intend this, boom, boom. And then there are those that you can actually feel that they really, really poured over those intentions. I mean, it really came out of their heart and soul. The next piece to all of that is the processing aspect of you can put all the words you want into intentions, but if you haven't processed all of the real reasons you believe you can't have them, all the stuff that you deny and you stuff and you, you know, well, I'll put this on here. You know, it's like saying I want to be a, Lazarus used to say this, you know, I want to be a brain surgeon, I just don't want to go to college. And, so, and again, people who have processed through their intentions, and, you know, the team's been telling people, read them in the morning, read them over your coffee, read them at night, you know, before you go to bed to bring you back into center, into the flow of what it is you're wanting to create. And the team isn't even worried about them coming forward with them during a session as much as they are about them integrating them, reading them, thinking about them, feeling them, until they become a part of their consciousness and really processing through what are their beliefs around what they're intending. Do they really believe they can have it? Or, you know, I mean, we run, how many things do we run, Veronica, that stop us from having what we want?
Oh, man.
And, you know, Bonnie made a really great comment, and I know I'm going to paraphrase her and screw it all up, but she's working on a new thing for her website, and it'll be something you can buy, whatever. But it's a whole thing to work with around intentions and so on. And basically, I don't remember what it is because when I'm doing sessions, I remember nothing. But basically what she said was, if your life's not improving, then you have intentions that you don't really believe that you can create. You know, you've got blockages. You've got old beliefs. You know, we go back to the basics, beliefs and attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings, and expectations. And we go back also to the, you're the creator. You know, your higher self, your unseen friends, the team, the hierarchy, God, Goddess, all that is, everything co-creates, but they're not going to do it for you. We're still working with a neutral quantum field. And even Bashar said it, what you put out is what you get back. That neutral quantum field, whatever you put out there, it's going to send right back to you. You know, the book, The Secret, you know, which is no secret. You put out crap, you're going to get back crap. But if you believe, you know, that nothing ever works for you, that's exactly what the universe is going to deliver, period, end of story. But all these other beings are co-creators with where you put your intention, and they're not going to override your intentions. And, you know, I've been thinking about this because I was talking with somebody the other day about the intentions I set before a session, and I take 5 minutes, and it's ritual for me. It's not optional. Before I do a session, I go into a whole state when I go into channel, but I mean literally I'm flying through the universe and going everywhere, and there is this hole, and if I were to draw it out, it's a huge symbol. And of all of the intentions for each person for their session and all the beings that are coming in to assist, co-create, hold energy to love. I mean, it's so amazing. And I guess because I've been doing it for so long, sometimes I don't think about, you know, how incredible it is. And everybody comes in lovingly and happily to participate. So, you know, by the time that people actually call, you have one hell of an audience. And then by the time the team, you know, reads the intentions, and then they do an invocation on top of it, so it's on a whole different frequency. It's so powerful that within that framework, you could change your whole life if you came in on the right vibration and frequency. But what I finally realized, I know this sounds really silly, but I was thinking about it tonight, and I thought, I spent so much time working on setting intentions for other people, but that I don't do it for me. I'm too damn tired by the time I'm done with the day. So I'm going to have to start booking myself in during the week. Oh, my God, it made me laugh. And it's not, I'm not being a martyr and I'm not being self-sacrificing. I just never really stood back and looked and realized why there was so much energy involved in what goes on. And and you know, when you do something, you know this one, Ronnie, when you do something for a very long time, you're so used to doing it, you don't analyze or assess it.
That's right.
Okay, it just feels a normal, natural thing that you do. So this was probably a first time in what it's going to be, I don't know, 8 years or something that I really assessed it and went, what? So
tell me this, people who, you know, people, and I included, have done intentions before each session, but some people don't change them entirely, do they? They don't change them every week or whatever.
Some people do and some people don't. Hmm. Some people have the same intentions, or they may add to or subtract from them. Others may have different intentions every week. Everybody's are different. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you create the real intentions that you've decided, this is what I'm really working on right now, this is it, okay, and you're saw, like with Bonnie, her intentions, she has spent a lot of time creating those, okay? This is the framework under which she has set out to create and co-create.
And does she change hers every week?
No. Once in a while, when something new, something will be changed. I hope I'm not breaking any confidence here. I don't think she'll mind. But but when there's a change, it's a significant change. It's important. And it's worded as such, and you can actually feel the energy of the change. So, but it's been so thought out, so processed, so worked with, by the time it even hits the paper. And you know, some people have different intentions. What I'm seeing right now is people are really working with their intentions, which thrills me. Okay? And I think a lot of people don't realize, Ronnie, that, or they haven't realized in the past, how powerful they are and how powerful intention is. And when you read these things like from the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades, it says, you know, our earth is now fertile enough, the energy is now fertile enough for those intentions to really move, really anchor in, really be able to create. And so, you know, I just have this sense of urgency for everybody to say, let's go. What the team has been saying, and you know, to me, other than to quit whining.
Do they actually ever say that?
No, they just kind of giggle at me.
My guides always tell me they like my antics.
Yes, I'm sure they do, and you're very funny. Mine want me laughing more and having more fun. That's a big deal. But I forgot what I was going to say. What they're really saying right now is that, and, you know, and I should just let them come in, but that so many of you got so lost, and when I see you, all of us, on this planet. And between the lineage and nationality and religion and other lifetimes and so on and so forth. And, you know, everybody listening to the show, I can tell you, absolutely, and there are a lot of other people as well, came here to make a significant difference on this planet. You feel it. You believe it. It may be just being. Okay. It may be just that your energy is transformative, whatever it is. But to live your intentions to the fullest that you had coming onto this planet, the key is to clear as much as possible and to be empowered to the highest level that you possibly can. And because this is it. I mean, I can feel the wheels turning. Are you feeling that too, Veronica, or is it just me?
What, the wheels turning to?
I mean, we're moving into the big one now.
Yeah, I feel a lot of awakening going on in me, and I see such, I keep using the term rapid. For me, things aren't very slow. It's really fast right now.
Right.
I think we shot out of Mercury retrograde.
Well, what did you say?
From a cannon, you know, like...
From a cannon, okay. That's very
funny. Yeah, because people seem to be tumbling right, left, and center through changes.
Yes, many,
and as soon
many,
as I
many,
said that, fireworks started outside. Is that a synchronicity or what?
I think that's a fabulous synchronicity. I love that. That is absolutely wonderful. Okay, I'm going to bring... That is very funny, Veronica. That's one of the best ones you've had, okay.
I had to run the whole universe to create that.
Good girl. All right, let me bring them in. All right, we enjoy it when you two have fun. Good creating, Veronica.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, very good, very good. All right. We want to give all of you an opportunity tonight to pick out a couple of intentions that you're really wanting to work with. And really be clear with them before you go to bed tonight. Or whenever you listen to this. Some of you go into the archives and you listen a day or two later or whenever they put it up. And we'd like you to really think about those couple of things, what they are. Now, people, we're going to caution you here about, oh, I want $100,000 in my bank. Well, if you really process that, and if you have something in the works and you absolutely believe, other than the lottery, all right, and you're working on some kind of a deal of some type or something, it's a little different. We would recommend that you create things or intend for things. Flow, abundance. To open up the flow of abundance, right? To move out of your own blockages, all right? But think about what those are. Is it a lack of deserving? What is in your way? What things do you believe about the things you're wanting to create in your life? We don't judge anything that you want to do. That's not what we're saying here. But we want to specifically work with you. And so we encourage you to bring forward things that you really believe that you deserve, that you can have. Oh, if there's a little obstacles and things, no problem. For some of you, it's love. For some of you, it's money. For some of you, it's health.
How about all of those?
Well, all right, the big three, all right. For some of you, it's success. And when you talk about success, and we absolutely believe in success, that's not it. We believe you're all successful, regardless of where you are in life. We want you to think about, are these ego needs, or are you giving these to you? Are they things that bring you joy and excitement and expand your soul and spirit? Now you're going to have a lot more energy behind something when you can embrace it from that level. Oh, this expands my soul and spirit. Yes, I'm really behind this one. Otherwise, some of you can potentially still be running guilt. The old spiritual guilt. If I'm spiritual, I don't deserve to be prosperous. A lot of people are still running that at a very deeply subconscious level. That being highly evolved, it goes hand in hand with struggle. We don't want to see you on that bandwagon. So again, processing. Pick the intentions, all right? Perhaps one of the intentions would be to trust yourself. To be courageous enough to step forward and trust what comes through you, that it can be impactful for others, and that you can be of the service that you truly want to be. With the way we have people listening, we know who they are. Who've been reluctant to step out there because they're not sure, well, I don't know what I do and if it's going to make a difference. We do, but they don't seem. Now, if you really have processed, if you really believe, your lives can change dramatically. If you've gotten the crap out of the way, the crap. What's the crap? Outmoded, outdated, worn out beliefs. Beliefs of lineage, beliefs of nationality, beliefs of religion, familial beliefs, collective beliefs, and your own, from your own personal sense of being flawed or shamed. That somehow you don't deserve. That there may be something wrong with you, that you're not good enough, you're not this or you're not that. These are the things, and we've been talking to you all for a long time. And there's lots of material out there, people. Lots of material. But be honest with yourself. If you're still running shame, it's going to get in the way of your reality creation. If you're still running victim, if you're still angry, and we've said this so many times, at this person or that person for what they did to you, and you haven't forgiven them, you're going to have a hard time creating what you want. Because you're locked into something that is counter to that. Your job now is to be free, free to create. And the earth is waiting for you. For the people with clear intentions, the people that want to make a difference, the people that want to work with the earth, hand in hand, to move forward through this ascension process. You're the ones that are supposed to emerge. All right? You're the inspirations. You're the bridges. Whether you do it over a back fence or in a book or on a stage, doesn't matter. On a radio station or television station or a phone. There's something in you that knows intrinsically that you've been in preparation mode for a very long time, and for many of you, many lifetimes. Some of you flitting around the cosmos said, okay, call for help, I'm in. Let me throw on a couple of imprints of human lifetime so I don't get slammed too bad. And here I go. You're amazing people. It's time that you believe it. And we love you. We are here to help co-create with you, as is your higher self, your unseen friends, your guides. God, Goddess, all that is. Some of you work with specific beings, whoever those might be. Galaxus, Lazarus, Kryon, Metatron. It doesn't matter. The joke's really on you. You all think everything's separate over here. It's not. So, Veronica, let us ask you a question.
I'm here.
What do you think stands in the way of you creating something you really want? Just quickly.
I think I get dissipated by indecision. Fear, probably.
Okay, which is it?
Well, I think it's indecision, but I think the indecision might be due to a fear I'm not conscious of.
Oh, all right. So a subconscious fear that creates indecision.
Yeah.
All
something
right.
To do with self-worth and being practical about what's real in the world or something kind of odd like that. I know better, but it does come up. Because we don't need to be practical on the planet in order to create, do we?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Now, does that interfere in your bringing forward the things that you really want to do?
Well, it can if I falter in taking steps, eh?
We think in a way you second-guess yourself.
I think that's probably true.
All right. We think that that's one of the problems that you have. We think that you don't trust yourself enough to bring it through and put it out there, bring something else through and put it out there, and continue the flow.
Mm.
We think you're very self-critical.
I think that's true.
And we think that you believe if you refine the product, you, that it'll go further. And that's not the case.
Uh-huh.
Because what happens is that your joy levels drop. Your excitement levels drop. So you're out here creating, very excited, and then you come down here and critique. And then you go back out here and you're excited, and then you come down here and critique. Do you
back
understand?
And forth, huh?
Yes. So instead of maintaining that high level of excitement, that high level of excitement, you drop down. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, I did this wrong, and I didn't do that, and I should have done this.
I better rethink it all.
What?
And then I'd better rethink it all.
Well, and what we're saying to you is the most important thing that you can do is continue to flow through the power, the excitement, the joy, all right,
mm-hmm.
of who you are and what you're bringing through, what you're sharing. Let go of the critiquing. And trust, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one for you. Trust the universe that everybody that needs to be there will be there. Everything you need is going to be there. And this is one thing you don't realize, that your trust in the universe isn't as great as you think it is.
Hmm.
Because you keep thinking it's you. If I was just better, if I just did more, if I just was more perfect, if it was just this. Do you understand?
I do.
All right. Now, people, we're not picking Veronica apart. We love her. But we're giving you an idea here. All right? Because Veronica's dream, of course, is her television.
Hmm.
Television shows. And what we're really saying to her is that in creating her dream, intending her dream, all right, what holds her back? What gets in the way of that intention? And what gets in the way of that intention is the belief that she holds, that she's the flaw in the ointment, or the fly, whichever.
I like flaw in the ointment. I think that's
all right. It's more appropriate for your energy right now. All right?
Well, it's
which
like
is not
it makes
the key.
My vibration falter is what it does.
That's exactly what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see, it can be something that subtle. Now, from the outside looking in, we could say, oh my God, she works so hard. Bless her heart, she does this and does that and dun, dun, dun. But ultimately, it's breaking the flow of energy. And instead of the cooperative effort of co-creation with all that you love and all those that love you, they got to sit around and tap their foot while you critique yourself. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you love to have fun. So do they.
I do, actually, yeah.
All right, so do they. And keeping that frequency going, keeping it all moving and flowing, you're going to be much more of an attractor
mm-hmm.
when your frequency's high. Things coming out of the blue, right place, right time. Boom, 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 boom. Do you understand?
I do. And it's not too late.
No. And there are many, many successful people that will say to you, I don't have a clue how I got here. All right? I was just happy and excited, and I was following what I loved, and that's how I got here.
Well, we unfortunately have to draw to a close before I've manifested my entire television series.
All right. Now, you go, all right. You go ahead and talk about your shows.
All right, next week we're going to run a second Galexis one, a second in the last month, and that'll be at 8 o'clock Tuesday night. It'll be very good. And then Thursday we'll be talking more at 7 o'clock on Radiance by Design. We were talking about love tonight and sort of what blocks it and how we block our own hearts, which is
wonderful
appropriate
subject.
For intention, isn't it?
Yes, wonderful subject.
And then followed by you. So that's
all right. Now, we'd like what you just said about blocking your own heart. All right. It's a very good statement. Now, for all of you, call us in tonight, and we're going to give you two nights, all right? Tonight and tomorrow night. So that gives you a little time to really play around with intentions. Now, don't overwork them, but look at them. Just a couple. It's not that we don't love you, want to give you everything or help you with everything, and we're not going to give it to you. But we want your attention focused on the intentions so that you can start seeing some shift. Just a couple. Now, tomorrow morning, you may wake up and say, you know, I think I know what I've been doing to block myself. There will not be a mistake that you wake up with that knowing. Be clear with that. Because those are the things we'll be working with you on. And Veronica, you keep moving energy. Stop being so self-critical.
Thank you.
The product is fine. You just stay in the enthusiasm.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. The great gift you've given me tonight. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and we send to each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Our complete and total love. You are loved by more than you can imagine. And we're cheering you on. We know who you are. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Thank you.
Okay, we're still on.
Yes, we are.
I almost choked to death there at the end. I don't know what was going on. Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh. To everybody who's listening, a part of Ronnie and I are in all of you, and a part of you are in us. It can be no other way. We really are one. Next week, following your bliss, I'm very excited about this show because the possibilities it dovetails into intentions and energies, and it's very exciting. And I thank you all for tuning in. I do want to say, I forgot. Okay. So, okay. Well, it evidently wasn't that important. Have fun, everybody.
Clip.
Yeah, right. I just, you know, it was a mental slip. Ronnie, love you.
Love
and
you too.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.